Hi, Mr. Cooper. Oh, I'm sorry I'm late for our appointment. Before we start, I want to apologize for, I want to apologize for what I said last time I came to see you. I completely understand that it was very inappropriate of me to offer to perform oral sex on you. I've had some time to think about it, and maybe the reason I said those things is because you're the only adult in my life who actually listens to me. I guess I see you as kind of a father figure, so I think I got a little bit confused and mistook your compassion for affection. And you know how impressionable girls of my age are. But I have to say, you were so professional that day. You handled it really well. I can only imagine how hard it would be for a middle-aged man to turn down a hot schoolgirl begging to suck your cock. But you kept your promise. You didn't tell anyone. I don't need to tell you how thankful I am that you kept your word. You're a good man, Mr. Cooper. I admire you. Anyway, the reason I came to see you today, Mr. Cooper, is that my personal life is beginning to interfere with my studies. I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but I think I might have an abnormally high sexual appetite. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. No, I'm not trying to seduce you again. This is a real problem I'm having, and you're my school counselor, aren't you? I just imagine that you had students tell you stuff like this all the time. Oh my god, I feel so embarrassed. Oh, is it? It's really okay? Are you sure? You know, I was serious when I said that you're the only adult in my life who actually listens to me. The fact that I can be honest with you, it means the world to me. I trust you. I'll just tell you a bit about it, okay? And then you can just tell me if it's normal or not. I haven't really had anyone else to talk to about this problem, so I don't know if it's normal or not. Well, in sex ed, they told us that masturbation is normal and healthy, but I'm not sure if the other girls do it as much as I do. Okay, well, every morning when I wake up, my vagina, it's always so tender and wet, and I feel like I have to touch myself. So I end up masturbating every morning before school. And then during the day, during class, I can't concentrate. It's just so hard to focus on schoolwork. All day, my pussy, my vagina, it's throbbing. It just gets wet by itself. My clit always feels so tight, and it rubs against my panties. And all I could think about is sex. I daydream about it. I fantasize about it. I make up little stories in my head, and they all end with me getting fucked hard. Oh, sorry. I mean, having sexual intercourse. So I'll excuse myself to go to the bathroom, but I can only do that once every class period. I made up a story about having a small bladder, and I get teased a lot about it. Lunchtime is fine because I can masturbate in the bathroom, but the afternoon classes are really, really hard. And when I get home and I try to do my homework on my laptop, I always get distracted. Every time I try to get some work done, I always end up looking at some porn site, watching teenage girls get fucked by old men, or watching girls licking other girls. And it's the last thing I do before I go to bed. My friends say that I need a boyfriend. But the trouble is, Mr. Cooper, I'm just not attracted to guys my own age, like, at all. I'm really not. It's so annoying because, like, all the boys in my grade want to fuck me. I know that, well, that's at least a little bit my fault. I don't know if you know about this, but at the beginning of the year, someone shared a naked picture of me, and it got sent around to pretty much the whole school. Well, I don't need to tell you what else happened. We had that big school assembly where the policeman said that everyone who shared the picture was committing a felony because it was technically illegal. But what no one knows, what I've never told anyone before, is that it was me who shared the picture. I'm the one who sent it to Marco. And I kind of knew he would show it to everybody. I knew that the next day when I came to school, everyone at school would have seen it. A picture of me on my back with my legs wide open. Marco probably thought it was an accident, but I knew exactly what I was doing. I wanted everyone to know what kind of girl I was, especially the teachers. Everyone called me a slut. The girls, the boys. None of the teachers would say anything to me about it, of course, but I know that they had all probably seen it. Did you see it, Mr. Cooper? Did someone show you that picture? Did someone send it to you from an unknown number? Oh, I know you wouldn't have looked at it. You're much too professional to be looking at naked pictures of students, aren't you, Mr. Cooper? You're so good at resisting temptation. I wish I could be good like you. Claire isn't talking to me anymore. She's, well, Claire was my best friend since fourth grade. We had a sleepover at Claire's house, and then the next morning her dad drove me home, and I tried, Mr. Cooper, I tried so hard to stop myself. But two blocks from my house, I asked him to pull over, and I sucked his cock. My best friend's dad, who I've known since fourth grade. I sucked him off while he fingered me. He made me taste myself. And he came all over my face when I called him daddy. When Claire found out, she said that she wouldn't be friends with me anymore unless I promised that I wouldn't do anything with her dad ever again, but I couldn't make that promise. My craving for sex, it's a big problem at home too. My stepdad moved in with us 2 years ago, and ever since then, I just couldn't stop thinking about having sex with him. If my mom ever found out what happens, oh my god, I don't know what she'd do. She might kick him out. She might even kick me out. A few weeks ago, I came home from school and my stepdad was in his study on his computer and mom was still at work. The door was open a crack, so I looked in without him knowing. Do you know who GamerPuss98 is? She's a YouTube gamer girl. She does Let's Plays with her tits out, but she's like my age. Well, he was watching one of her videos while he played with himself. And I tried to walk away. I did. I swear I did. But it just occurred to me that, you know, like, if he got off watching young girls online, then maybe. And I got so wet watching him, I just couldn't. Well, I crawled underneath the desk and I sucked his cock while he watched the video. You should have heard the noise he made when I took his cock into my mouth for the first time. He was watching some underage slut with huge tits on his monitor while a real underage slut deep-throated his cock under the table. And he came in my mouth while he imagined he was fucking her. So the next week, I saw him watching porn with the door wide open. I think it was a girl with two guys. It looked pretty hot. So I crawled under the desk again and let him use my mouth while he got off watching porn. And then just last week, he was watching porn in his study again, but this time with the sound turned up real loud. I could hear it as soon as I walked through the door. This time, it was one of those videos where like eight guys were doing really nasty things to this young-looking girl. I went under the desk again, and he grabbed me by the back of the head and fucked my face really hard. He fucked my throat like it was his own personal fuckhole. And all I could hear was the sound from the video. The sound of a teenage girl being used by eight dirty fucking old men. He came hard that day. Is that normal, Mr. Cooper? Is that a normal thing for girls to be doing with their stepfathers? I just need to show you something else that I'm worried about, Mr. Cooper. I know I can show you because you're such a professional. I know I can trust you. No, I can't just tell you. I actually do have to show you so you know how serious it is. I'll just come over to your side of the table, okay? I'm not sure if this is a medical problem, but maybe it's something that you can help me with. Oh, don't be scared, okay? I'm just going to lift my skirt so you can see. Do you see how my panties are soaking wet? I mean, I know that it's normal for girls to sometimes get wet, but see how my panties are almost completely soaked? And can you see this? Can you see the juices running down the inside of my thigh? My pussy is so fucking wet all the time. Is it normal, Mr. Cooper, for a teenage girl's pussy? I mean, vagina to be as wet as this? Is there anything you can do to help me, Mr. Cooper? Anything at all? Please. I need you to help me. Maybe I could just kiss your neck just a little bit. It wouldn't have to mean anything. You're not stopping me. We wouldn't have to tell anyone, Mr. Cooper. And if no one finds out, you won't get in trouble. I know you can keep a secret. I can too. Don't get mad, okay? Don't get mad. I'm just gonna put my hand on your... Oh, Mr. Cooper. You dirty man. You let a student get you hard. You dirty, dirty man. Silly me. I thought you were a professional. Did you know that all the girls talk about you, Mr. Cooper? Do you know what they say when you walk past the classroom? They all want to fuck you. They all think you are fucking hot. You know, if you wanted to, you could fuck whoever you wanted. You could have your pick. Who would you choose, Mr. Cooper? Mandy, the cheerleader captain. I saw you looking at her. And I've also seen her looking at you with her mouth open. Or what about Claire? She used to talk about you all the time. She would totally fuck you. And we're not best friends anymore, so I wouldn't be mad. So who is it, Mr. Cooper? Which one of the girls do you want to fuck the most?
Oh, me? Out of all the girls, it's me you want?
That is interesting. I know you want to help me, Mr. Cooper. I can see it in your eyes. But if you really want to help me, I have to show you just how tight. Oh, oh fuck. I know we can't be loud. I'm sorry, but don't stop. Please, don't stop touching me. Oh. Oh. Mr. Cooper, I'm gonna ask you again, and I really hope your answer is different this time. Can I please suck your cock, Mr. Cooper? Please, please. Thank you. I won't let you down, I promise. You smell so good, Mr. Cooper. You taste so good, too. Not that bad, having a hot teenage girl on her knees for you, willing to do anything at all, is it? And I mean anything. I like being used, Mr. Cooper. I want to be used by older men all day, all night. Am I a good little cocksucker, Mr. Cooper? Am I making it worthwhile for you? Yes, I am. Like fucking love sucking your cock. I don't know how long I've thought about this. Oh, it just got even harder. He liked the thought of this hot teenage slut. Rubbing her pussy, thinking about you and your fucking hard cock. Yeah, go on, fuck my throat. Just grab the back of my head and use me as your own private fuck toy. Just like my stepdad did. Oh, fuck, sir. You do like me. Oh. Do you want me, Mr. Cooper? I mean, do you really, really want me? Do you want to own me? Because I want you to own me. I want to be your property. I want to be your little slut. I want you to own me and I want you to use me. Anytime you want, day or night. I don't care if I'm in the middle of an exam. Just make an excuse to get me out of class and you can fuck me in your office or the backseat of your car or on the floor of the fucking bathroom. Would you like to use your little slut's pussy right now? Go on. I'm your property now. You might as well. It's okay. I'm on the pill. I've been on the pill since I was 14. Go on, Mr. Cooper. Fuck your little slut. Find out what your little teenage fuckhole feels like. Come on. You do want to fuck me, don't you, Mr. Cooper? Even though I'm only 17? Are you gonna make me beg you? Please. Please fuck me. Please, Mr. Cooper, I need it. Oh, I need it bad, but I fucking need your cock in me, please, sir. Please, I'll do anything, please. Please. Please fuck your little underage slut. Oh! Oh, sorry, I'll be quiet. I don't want you to get caught. Yes. 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 Fuck. Yes. Slap me again, harder.
you fucking little bitch. Oh, 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 tell me you owe me. Tell me that you fucking owe me. Oh, God. Oh, God, keep fucking me. Keep fucking your little bitch. Oh, God. Fuck. 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 Oh, look at you. Look how hard you're fucking me. I'm your student. But you like that, don't you? Yeah, you like that. You like that I'm only 17, don't you? You dirty old man. You're a fucking dirty old man. You're a dirty old man. And you're fucking me hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, how could you, Mr. Cooper? I came to you for help. And now look what you're doing. Oh, look at what you're doing to me. You fucking student who came to you for help. How could you? Harder. Harder. Pound me. Pound me. Come on. You know you want it. Oh. Oh. Oh, God. Yes. 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 Fuck. 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 Fuck me. Fuck me. Daddy. Oh! Oh, fuck! Fuck! Daddy! Fuck! Fuck me! Fuck me hard, please, Daddy! Please, fuck me! Oh, Daddy! Oh, Daddy! Oh, fuck, Daddy! Don't stop! Don't stop fucking me, Daddy! Oh, pull my hair, Daddy! Pull my hair! Oh! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Daddy, how could you? Daddy, how could you? How could you, Daddy? Yes, Daddy, rub my clit. Yes. Oh. Oh, God, I'm gonna come so hard on your fucking hard cock. Yes. Oh. Yes, Daddy, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh. You wanna feel my teenage pussy come on your cock? Yes. Yes. Are you coming? Don't stop! Yes! Yes! Come for me! Come for me! Oh, come in me! We taste nice. Oh, thank you, Mr. Cooper. You've been a real help. I knew I could count on you. You won't turn me down again, will you? Oh, no, 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 shh. Oh, be quiet, Mr. Cooper. This wasn't a mistake. No, 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 no. It was the opposite. Mr. Cooper, you're gonna help me with my problem from now on. Anytime I want. I mean it. Anytime. And if you don't, we're gonna have to explain why there's a rumor going around that you fucked a student. Are we clear? Oh, no, no, shh. Oh, stop talking. You don't understand. I own you now, bitch.